It was 25 years ago that the motion picture Rocky was released. The main character, Rocky Balboa, fulfilled his dream of becoming a champion boxer, and the movie launched the career of Sylvester Stallone. Commentator Jonathan Krantz fantasizes about living his dream.
Remember Rocky, Sylvester Stallone's movie about the plucky Philadelphia boxer with a heart of gold? He followed his dreams, found glory, and America cheered. But what if the movie had been less flattering to our ideals and more true to our lives? Most dreams remain just that, dreams. We live our ordinary lives shadowed by our own private Rockies, those fantasy selves who've become the ballerinas, astronauts, novelists, and Olympic skiers we want to be, while our real selves juggle spreadsheets and carry out the trash. I have a shadow persona too, and a dream that is beyond my ability to realize. My Rocky is a great painter. He has a loft in Hoboken, a lover in Paris, and a reputation as a daring iconoclast, overturning assumptions and the occasional cafe table. His work is going to be found in the finest collections and museums, except, of course, those run by imbeciles too dense to appreciate his genius. Unfortunately, the requirement for being a great artist is the ability to make great art, an ability I just don't have. I learned the truth the hard way. In art school, the faculty will nurture your alleged talent with as much vigor as they applaud the emperor's new clothes, as long as the tuition checks roll in. After graduation, it's another story. Nothing prepared me for the attrition of a 40-hour work week. For a long time, I limped along at crummy jobs, saving my creative energy for the art I thought I would make evenings and weekends. Dream on. In reality, I was just too tired to get much of anything done after work. And on the weekends, painting stopped being a pleasure and just became another chore. After years of denial and low-paying jobs, I booted my Rocky out the door, pulled my act together, and built a real career in the unglamorous world of marketing. Today, I'm a prosperous copywriter, but I don't paint anymore. I haven't picked up a brush in more than 10 years. In one of my closets, I have a box of oil paints solidifying in their tubes, a kind of hardening of the creative arteries for the failed artist. Occasionally, Rocky and the real me run into each other. Sometimes it's in the hardware store, where the smell of linseed oil brings back memories of art school. Other times he appears when I peruse the art books in the local used bookstore. But most of the time we meet at any of the art museums we favor. I'm dressed in the J. Crew clothing that's become the uniform of the suburban white man. And Rocky is looking a bit tattered these days in his oil paint-stained sweatshirts and faded blue jeans. But both of us are stunned into silent, envious admiration by the beauty before us. And when our eyes meet, we acknowledge each other the only way we know how. Hey, we say, yo.
Jonathan Krantz runs a communications firm in Winchester, Massachusetts.